Welcome to the Eagle Eye Podcast. The number one show to bring you all things Club America and English.
Oh, what a strike, Club America!
Your hosts for today are Ivan Pineda, Cristian Rosendo, Alexis Juarez, and everyone's favorite cowboy, Dylan Jimenez.
Go!
Now let's hit the field and start the show.
America!
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of the Eagle Eye Podcast. And it's a special one because not ever do we ever have this rare occasion where we have all introductory co-hosts on here tonight. It isn't for a very much long time, but it is going to be for a good fun time. So joining me today, as always, is New York's favorite resident, Cristian Rosendo, Brooklyn's very own AJ, and everyone's favorite cowboy, Dylan Jimenez. Gentlemen, how are we doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I've been doing good. I hope everyone's doing well. Dylan, this is probably the greatest surprise anyone's had in a long time. I know everyone's happy to have you back on for the podcast. Interesting stuff to talk about. We have a very dramatic win in San Luis and then a very important match coming up tomorrow and this weekend. So lots to talk about. Can't wait to get into it.
Definitely, definitely. AJ, how you doing?
I'm pretty tired. Went to the gym, had to get myself ready to write some articles for soccer, but here I am. The grind never stops, baby.
Dylan, it just sounds like excuses to me at this point.
Okay. Oh, definitely excuses, man. Come on.
Okay.
Come on. I was going to morning workouts and then school and then workout again after school. Come on now, AJ.
I wasn't a student athlete now, okay? I wasn't a student athlete like you. I can never be you, man.
That sounds more like excuses than anything else.
It also sounds like I'm living in my past too, so.
I guess it's a little bit of both, but glad to have you on, Dylan. I know you're only joining us shortly, so we're very honored. I know a lot of people have been asking. Chris has said Dylan leaked the Gruden emails. Don't know exactly where he's going with that, but hey, if you did, Dylan, I'm all for it. All right. Well, gentlemen, let's get into it real quickly here. Like Christian said, dramatic victory away at San Luis Potosí, leaving it very, very late. Roger Martinez with that last minute goal. What could you guys sum this match up with if you had to just give it a couple words? I'll throw it to you first, Dylan.
Oh, man, a couple of words. I would say, I guess, frustrating overall up until the last minute, obviously, with the dramatic win. You know, sitting here at work, watching it, you know, it's pretty frustrating overall because, again, you know what this team's capable of. And I think this is a different discussion, but I think Solari's kind of reached its peak with this team. But it's still frustrating to see the team, what seems like it's going to go out with another draw, and you're just like, why? And you don't want to see that. But no, I mean, overall, you know, frustrating. But at the end of the day, you know, we got the 3 points somehow.
No, yeah. Frustrating all around. Christian, what would you sum it up as?
I would say frustrating as well, but not in necessarily in the sense that we played bad, because I didn't think we did that bad of a job. Frustrating in the sense that we can't finish. We had some very good looks to try to get a goal, even a couple of goals in the first half. And then it's just like Dylan said, you know what this team is capable of. You know that this team could have easily walked away with maybe netting two or three goals in. It's just that we're lacking that killer instinct, and especially in this moment of the season, it's very crucial to get the goals converted in the chances that you're given, because you know you have teams like Tigres and Cruz Azul and Monterrey coming up. You only get a handful of those chances a match, right? And if we can't seem to convert, you know, some of these chances, then we're gonna have a really hard time getting the results. Not to mention that we are the first team to qualify to Liguilla already. But we could be the first team as well to qualify into the top four this week as well. I'm pretty sure Solari wants all of that, because it just puts, you know, relieves his team a little bit and focuses on maybe the Monterrey match a little bit more. So, you know, for throughout the next two matches, I think the team has to be convert your chances, or else, you know, you're just making it that much harder for yourself to win the game.
But it always seems to be the same narrative. And I think AJ, me and you have had this discussion on air and off air that it always seems to be kind of the lack of finishing for the Solari team, right? the new 3-0s tend to be 2-0 because the fact that we have made our chances, just haven't been able to put them in the back of the net.
Yeah, no, so many opportunities that this team get, only for us to really score one goal. I mean, a goal's a goal, and if that goal is the goal that's going to be giving us the victory in the end, I mean, you can't be frustrated about that. It's 3 points at the very end of the day if it gets you the win. But the thing is as well that we have so many opportunities that we really need to start converting those chances into goals more often, because those chances we had against San Luis, it definitely, in my opinion, could have been more than just one goal, maybe more than two, maybe potentially even three for the first time this season. But just all in all, just I don't understand what's with this team, especially with the line that we did at San Luis, though. It looks solid. Just I don't know what more Solari could really do with this team, honestly. I don't know what he really needs to tell them, or if they just left their shooting boots at home. Just,
I mean, let's just be honest. This team is stretched thin, and with this Model Linus injury, it's going to be stretched even more so. I mean, your strikers aren't contributing to the goal department either. You're looking at Viñas, Henry, and Roger. They haven't put up numbers like, you know, we expect them to. I mean, who's our top leading goal scorer right now? Alvaro Fidalgo with 3 goals? So that should be the main concern. That should be the most alarming thing, is that, yes, granted, the goals are being distributed across the pitch, but your strikers aren't the one bagging those goals. And Dylan, it's not to say that Henry's not doing his job. I feel like more so it's just that we're not feeding him properly.
And not just that too, but I think the thing is too, Ivan, is we've always seen Henry do a lot of the dirty work. And, you know, especially when you look back at that, the last second goal from Roger against San Luis. I mean, Henry plays a part in that. I mean, you know, he does some dirty work there at the end, this one thing though that you kind of miss from the striker's position, because we don't necessarily have that lethal striker. I mean, when's the last time we really had a striker score 10 goals in a season too? You know, so that's just kind of another part of me that will still advocate for Henry, but you know, it's still frustrated too at the same time, because we don't have that really necessarily striking force, you know, in the final third.
Yeah, no, I think we can all agree to that, right? I mean, Henry plays a pivotal role in that goal that Roger Martinez scores. I mean, he's got to hustle for that ball. If not, then that chance is gone. But I do think the lack of an extra striker up there, it maybe deteriorates, because I think, like you mentioned, you know, he does a lot of the stuff for someone to run into the channel. 9 times out of 10, it's usually Fidalgo who's taking opportunities because of those open spaces. So I think, Christian, you said it perfectly, right? The most frustrating thing about this game is the fact that it's not that we didn't play a good game, it's the fact that we couldn't put those chances away. And it seems to be a continuous narrative that, again, the San America side is lacklustrous in the sense that we can't take our chances. And because of that, it almost comes back and bites us in the butt if it isn't for an Ochoa save there at the end and a controversial VAR call that potentially could have swung either way. So again, I mean, I think America is fortunate to walk away with the 3 points. Not to say that we didn't deserve it, but again, I still categorize this one as a very fortunate win for us, because it looked like it was already going 0-0. And you were like in the 70th minute and you're thinking like, I don't see us scoring the way that we're, you know, finishing in front of goal. So I think that's the most frustrating part about it all. But I will say this. This is another yet Solari-esque victory, right? I don't think anyone can disagree to that. It's done
the Solari way.
The Solari way, right? I think defensively, we looked very well. I don't know. I know this is maybe jumping the gun here, but I thought Bruno is starting to look a lot like his past self, game in and game out. Not counting the friendly that was against Pumas here in Carson. I don't really hold anyone too accountable to that game, but I don't know. Defensively speaking, what did you guys walk away with? Because it's another clean sheet as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's kind of the thing that we've been going this season. You know, we need to be strong in the back. And obviously with those five, you know, Ochoa included, you know, we're very solid. And, you know, there's no doubt in that. We are the second best defensive team in the league. And I think in some games it does show. This was one of the games that, you know, we do have a brain to defend. It's just that we would like to see this kind of defending more often. And especially against better opponents, right? So, you know, the defense will definitely be up for a good challenge in these next 2 weeks. So, I think if you really want to judge the America defense overall, these next 2 weeks should give you a good idea of what they're really capable of.
Yeah, and look, and it's a busy turnaround, right? I mean, you played Saturday, and now all of a sudden Tuesday, you're playing at home against Santos, right? That's never an easy opponent. And then you got to go and you got to play against Tigres. That one's also at home, correct me if I'm wrong, correct?
Yep, it's at home.
Okay, cool. Yeah. The only, I think, away game within these next 2 weeks is against Monterrey, right, where we have to travel. Because I know technically against Cruz Azul, it's an away game, but whenever right. we're at the Azteca, you can never put that as an away match for us, right? It's our home. So again, you're right, Christian. A lot is going to be tested in regards to these defense and what they're capable of doing. But again, promising, and in a sense, Dylan, we've always said it, individual performances can win you games, but it's defenses that win you championships. So, on the right direction.
I don't really know about the defense win championships with this team, but I think that's a different discussion at this time, but we can always bring that back up in a special pod or something.
Now, I'll throw it right in there right away. If you're saying defense was a championship, would you care to look back at that Toluca match? Like how our defense was that time, so.
Yeah, but I mean, like, overall, I mean, coming into a Liguilla, and Christian, I know we were talking to Chris about this off-air, you know, Liguilla is all about momentum, right? And if you catch your defense in a good momentum run, then, you know, it's exactly what you want. So picking a form, getting these clean sheets. Aguilera's out for what, another week or so? So right now Bruno and Cáceres are kind of, you know, cementing that partnership. Let that thrive, let that flourish, and then we'll see where that can end up. But I mean, as far as things are looking like, you know, it's a clean sheet on the road, and I think that's gonna boast confidence all around.
And it's funny though, because we kind of wanted Bruno Cáceres partnership, you know, since the season started, right? And that's course, like this was the partnership that had to guide us to the 14th. Like you said, Ivan, is now the time that they may start picking up steam, building that chemistry together going into the Liguilla. It may be so, and hopefully for all of us, you know, we will have less defensive headaches going forward. And because we all know we've gotten our fair share of Aguilera headaches throughout these past couple of years, especially in Liguillas, right? So. Hopefully, this is the start of something new, and you know it can be something very positive for us in the near future.
Definitely,
and kind of going back, you know, with this defense win championship thing, I'm not necessarily knocking it, but I don't necessarily fully agree with it either. Because this is the second best defense in the league, but look how many times we've criticized the, I mean, the it's going to carry you only so far, especially if we're talking about the final third being frustrating and not finishing their chances. I mean, it's only going to carry so far. So that's kind of wherever that's why I'm just kind of like, I don't really agree with that at this moment of time. If things change, obviously, then, you know, I can lean more towards that. But at this moment, I just really can't.
No, I mean, I get you. You make a very valid point in that sense, right? The front line's got to do their job as well, right? I mean, if we're talking about a team that's scoring 2-3 goals a game and your defense is keeping shutouts, and then that's a whole different story, right? The balance is a little
bit different. And Ochoa can only do so much, too. Exactly. Ochoa can only be amazing so much to where the one mistake he made, that's when everybody will start to criticize him.
By the way, I think he's looked as solid as ever this season. Yeah. I mean, I keep saying
the
this.
Man ever since the man is literally on a mission.
Yes, he's on a mission. And I can only just hope that this defense can hold enough for this mission to be completed. Which, by the way, Ochoa's contract's coming up to the end. We're about 1 year left in that contract. But again, that's neither here nor there. Defensively speaking, looking a little bit better, picking up that momentum. Again, wasn't the best game in terms of the attack. But like you mentioned, Christian, I thought it was a pretty well-rounded match in the sense that America held the ball well, you know, made some good passes, made some good runs. Again, some players came in. And let's be honest, Christian, this was not our strongest starting 11 by any means necessary.
No, definitely not. You saw the 11 and you were like, oof, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Minus more B team. But like you said, though, we're America and we have the players to get the job done. And I thought when I saw the lineup, we had more than enough players to get the job done. Exactly. And throughout the game, you kind of just saw that we were making the passes. We were trying to create. It's just when we got to like that final third decision-making, it just wasn't there from some of these players. Some of the players that needed to be there. Fidalgo, I'm talking to you. Cordova, whenever you jumped in, and talking to you as well. You know, it's players like this that need to start, you know, becoming more flashy in this place and more creative and being the main man to guide the offense. It's these two players that will most likely be the ones to bring us the title. It's just they're not showing us that right now. And that's a little bit worrying, knowing that we have a final next week and we're heading to Liguilla in about 3 weeks. Three or four weeks.
Give or take. Actually, four, because you got to take in consideration the repechaje.
Yeah.
You're right, though. It's a little disconcerting. I actually felt Fidalgo had a better game than Cordova. But again, I mean, it's two different times. I will say this, though. I expected a little bit more from Fidalgo. Didn't really show up. Again, Cordova. And I tweeted this out. And Dylan, I think you liked the tweet as well. And maybe because you agreed with me. This game was getting chippy. This game was getting to the point where it was like you needed an individual brilliance to really pull you out of this one. And it reminded me of, because we just had, you know, our 105 anniversary podcast, and we spoke very highly of Cuauhtémoc Blanco. These were the type of games where a number 10 stepped up and won you these type of games, right? A number 10 said, give me the ball. I want the ball. I'll take the fouls. I'll take it all. Give me the responsibility. I never saw Cordova ever even really ask for the ball. Like, I felt like he just kind of tucked away in his little corner on the right-hand side, and that was it. I'm like, as a number 10, your responsibility is much more than what you're doing right now. And so I felt like this was a game where he could have stepped up. He has more than enough talent to win this type of game for us. But again, just fell flat for me, you know? Oh. Dylan,
you're muted.
Dylan, you're muted.
So sorry. No, yeah. I agree with you a little bit there, Ivan. You know, I just wanted to see more. Especially at that point, like you said, when the game was getting chippy. But you know, it kind of is what it is right now. And you know, hopefully tomorrow will be a little bit different, because you know, now these games are getting serious now. But you know, we'll just have to wait and see.
No, yeah, I agree with you. And then Chris saying Cordova doesn't have the personality to carry a team. And look, maybe, you know, but then if that's the case, he should have never asked for that number 10 jersey. You know, each to his own, the responsibility that they take on. And knowing especially what that number means and represents too. So, again, should have had much better games. But in a matchup where Mono Osuna and Fernando Madrigal were probably your star players in the midfield, I mean, what more could be said about this game, right?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those games, you know?
Exactly, in that context. AJ, how disappointed were you that Chucho Lopez did not make an appearance?
Man, free my boy Chucho Lopez. He's going to be transferred to some other team. You know, we'll probably do a poor swap deals, don't wear America, just like what we did, Jairo Ortega and Ale Medina, and the highest time in the time of his life. Watch Chucho Lopez play for another team in this league, he'll score goals left and right. In a parallel universe, probably. So
All right. Well, you keep holding on to that dream, AJ. I mean, anything else to add on, gentlemen, before we wrap this one up?
I liked Osuna and Madrigal's performances in midfield. Look pretty solid, in my opinion. Madrigal, he was just the replacement. You know, Aquino didn't play at all. He was coming back from international break and having the rest. Madrigal played well. And Osuna, knowing that he could also play as since his main role is a center defensive midfielder, he also held on his own pretty well. And like that reaction towards the very end when Royer scored. He was essentially all of us. When Roy scored the game-winning goal.
Let's talk about that goal, because I don't think we gave it enough love. First of all, brilliant individual performance by Roger there to take on the players and tuck it away very nicely. I mean, that angle is not promising at all, and he made it look easy as it could be. And then second of all, that celebration from the team, from Solari, like he ran in there.
I haven't seen a celebration like that in a minute from Club America.
I haven't seen a celebration from Solari, period.
At all, like, period.
He's been very serious. And the fact that he celebrated, that's got to say something, right?
It has to. That's got to say something.
Dylan, what does that say to you?
I really think Solari, like, feels the colors for this team. I think he understands what the assignment needs to be week in and week out, and, you know, for over the course of a season. So it just says a lot. I mean, what is the guy like? He's still like what, in his late 30s? I mean,
no, he's in his early 40s.
He's early 40s. I mean, still,
we wish. I mean, you don't age. Age like 5-1. So
yeah. But, you know, just seeing them, to me, you know, it just shows that he still has that kid in him, you know, just loving to see something like that just happened out of the ordinary, because you know, I kind of embarrassed myself here at work, you know, with whenever I saw that Roger go, I screamed too loud. had the sports director come out, make sure I was okay if I was having a seizure or something, he said. And then he comes around the corner and then just watches it with me too, and he was like, no way, like he couldn't believe Roger's goal either. But I think it says a lot to him, because you know, he still has that in him. He's still loving those moments, those moments of magic and everything. To me, it brings a good and renaissance, a good vibe off of Solari just celebrating like that.
Definitely. And then we don't have to go too much back, Christian. Whenever America posts a video of, you know, Solari singing and chanting along in the bus and stuff, yes, like that. You know, so very much understanding the assignment and hopefully falling in love with the colors as well. So.
That's hopefully that's what we wish for. That's what we dream for. We all knew this, you know, as time went on, we knew that this was the man for the job, for the 14. You know, it looked promising last season, but hopefully this season is the one that can drive it in. You know, there's still stuff to clean up, obviously. But I think we're well on our way to kind of completing that. It's just, you know, about dialing in when it matters, and just completing the task. And if anyone can do it, I think Solari is the man for the mission. So let's see how these next couple of games turn out to see what this America is really made of.
Yeah, no, it's really crunch time for America now. So let's move away from the San Luis game, right? Three very important points. We scale the table, and again, it's very cold at the top. With that said, you know, now we got a quick turnaround. We got a game at home. We got to go up against Santos. This game is a bit peculiar because it worked perfectly in the sense that Solari was able to rest his players from international break against San Luis. And also panned out because then they're nice, well-rested for the game against Santos too. So, I mean, kill two birds with one stone, right, AJ? So, I mean, coming into this one, what could we expect from Solari? Let me put it in that context. Christian?
I don't think you can expect much. I think that he did that for a reason. I even rested the international break players. I think they're going to play in this match. I think Solari knows that, yes, you have your ticket secured, but he doesn't want just a ticket. He wants that top four ticket. And if you want to do it, you have to win these next two games. So, you know, it's time, and I know he wants to get it done this week so his team can be 100% focused on the final next Thursday. So he's going to go all out, and he's going for the W.
Yeah, and it's interesting. I'll ask you guys the question as to whether or not we rotate against Tigres. Seeing how the game's in Thursday, I don't think so. But again, I'll get you guys' perspective a little bit later once we talk about Tigres. But as far as Santos goes, Dylan, what are you expecting to see from the team on the pitch?
I am expecting them to just go out there and just freaking win, man. That's all I want, is just a win, no matter how, at this point.
Let me go on that. You said a win no matter how. I mean, at this point, we're getting close to Liguilla. Don't you think we should be at least maybe kind of setting an idea of how we want to play week in and week out?
Well, I mean, my question back to you now is like, have we kind of been doing that really? I mean, to me, you know, like I kind of said, it's another discussion, but I think Solari's already kind of peaked with this team. And we've seen this team kind of up and down. I really, really would like for this team to just find that identity. But, you know, I still kind of have that hunch and that feeling of like, okay, like, what are we going to get this week out of America? And, you know, next week comes, what are we going to get again? You know, because, you know, like kind of Christian said, you know, Saturday wasn't that bad, but, you know, we just couldn't finish. And then all of a sudden we have games like against Toluca where we just kind of just fold. So, you know, I want this team to come out, you know, and play well, obviously. You know, I want them to, you know, dominate the game, you know, hold possession and, you know, get creative with their chances. But, you know, it's just like, I'm sitting here thinking like, what are we going to get, you know, this week or this game, should I say?
Definitely. I think Chris puts it perfectly, AJ. We're just waiting for the offense to explode on someone. Is this the game to potentially have that explosion happen?
It's tough. I mean, it's against Santos. It's never an easy game against Santos. They've drawn a lot this season, but they're also a team that shows like a lot of that showed plenty of fight during the second half of the game. Plenty of their goals have really been scored towards the very end of the match, like the 70th to 90th minute mark. So really, I'd like for America to really, from the get-go, try to get some goals going, please. If we have those opportunities that we had, like, just like against San Luis and in past prior games, please, I want to see that ball in the back of the net, because I don't know how long I can really keep going for these 1-0 games where it's just boring throughout this entire match until the very end. And from there on out, we just have everyone in defense just trying to get that ball out and trying to make things easier for Choi, even though it seems that it's never the case. So Choi's going to have to always do everything for this defense. But I don't know. I just, like Dylan said, really, I just want to see them win. Do I want to see some excitement? Yes, please, because I cannot have like more snooze fests in here. But if it's on the Solari way, I can't complain about that.
I guess so, in that context. No style is considerably some type of style, right, Christian? I mean, the lack of early goals, I think, is what a lot of people are frustrated, because you have to wait 75 minutes and onwards to see an America goal sometimes. And I think that's the one thing that most of us are frustrated about. And we talked about the importance of an early goal, Christian. So if trying to build into a habit before getting to the Liga, this game is perfectly the game you want to do that for.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, it's, you know, Santos is never an easy game, right? And even though they only have one win in their last six games, they are one of the teams that are fighting for kind of that 10, 11, 12 spot. Currently sitting in 11, and with the season coming to an end, you know that they need a W. Can America kind of maybe catch them slipping in one of these, I guess, offensive breaks that they have? I think that'll be the goal. I think that'll be the most effective way we can catch them, because, you know, like I said, Santos needs the win. They can't afford a draw anymore, because, like I said, it's getting down to that time of the season where every point counts. And so I think that's where I'm going to kind of take advantage and kind of really, give it to Santos, surprise Santos. And, you know, let's see what Solari can do with that.
Definitely. Quick question here from Chris for you, Christian, saying, cool. You believe better the most. How did you see him this week, and what has your perspective changed
about him? He's a little quiet for me this past weekend. My perspective has changed? Of course not. I still think that he belongs on this team. I think that he can offer something to this team. You know, with Linus out, who knows, you know, maybe Roger can play that left and Benedict can slide into the right. You know, I'm not the coach though, right? Solari is. So whatever way Solari wants to use Benedetti, I think that he knows best, and hopefully Benedetti can continue to kind of improve week in and week out, and hopefully get back to that Benedetti that we kind of got a glimpse when he first got here.
No, yeah, of course. I mean, yeah, at this point we could take everything, all the help we can get. And so, like I mentioned, this team is already stretched thin as it is, and now with Linus out, even more so. But give me your prediction starting 11 for the game tomorrow, Christian.
Prediction 11, you said?
Yeah.
Sorry, you cut out a little bit. Yeah, no problem. So here we go. Like I said, there's a reason why Solari rested the players, right? So I'm going to go with Ochoa in net. Jorge Sanchez, Bruno Valdez, Sebastian Cáceres, and Luis Fuentes as your as your back line. Your midfield, Pedro Aquino, Richard Sanchez, and Alvaro Fidalgo. On the left, Salvador Reyes. On the right, Roger Martinez. And up top, Henry Martin.
Interesting. Dylan, do you change anything or do you stick with this? Oh, I think you said you stick with it. You're muted, but...
Yeah, I stick with it.
Okay. I like it. I like it. Interesting. Roger on the right. What do you think, AJ?
I mean, I feel like I'm never really a fan when I see him on the wings.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, I'm not a fan when I see him on the right, but...
On the left, I'm a very
promising fan. On the left is a different story. AJ seems to differ here.
I don't know. I mean, it's good overall. I mean, we're switching formations that we were going with a 4-2-3-1 these past couple of games. And it does make me wonder as well, you know, how Ivan did mention as well, it's like he wanted that second striker, like up front to accompany someone. But the thing is, like, yeah, we've done 4-4-2 once, and every Americanista can agree they're like, we're never going 4-4-2 again under Solari. But I don't know, 4-3-3, I dig with it. Very strong lineup. And hope I could see the starting 11 get us that W.
Yeah, no, it's solid. And then, to be honest, I think it's exactly what we're going to see out on the pitch tomorrow. Yeah, I don't see any different way to go about it. I mean, unless you want to put Cordoba in on the right for Roger and then have Roger be an impact sub, but I doubt it. I don't think Cordoba's earned his starting position, especially after the lackluster game he's had. But yeah, no, I agree. I think this is a good lineup. It's promising. Let's just get some goals. That's the reality of it all. We need to start scoring more. And it's not to say we're not creating chances. Just got to put the ball in the back of the net. Literally, it's as simple as that. So, give me your prediction for tomorrow's matchup against Santos. Dylan, I'm throwing it to you first because it's a special game because I know that you have family that roots for Santos. And we also have a very good friend of ours, Mr. Thick Rick himself, who is a big Santos fan. what's your prediction for tomorrow?
I hope I'm wrong because obviously I want goals to like y'all do, but I'm going to go with a very Solari win and go 1-0.
I like it. I like it. I mean, I don't like the fact that we're only winning by one, but I like the fact that you're going under a Solari-esque victory. AJ.
2-0. America.
2-0. The new 3-0. That's pretentious. All right. I like it. Christian.
I'm going to tell my Brooklyn friend here 2-0.
2-0. All right. You know, I want to be optimistic and go 3. Just so I don't sound like goals everyone else.
Just go 4. You might as well go 4. Just might as well
go 4. Go 5. Yeah. Go 5. Go
5. What if we come next week and I was like, wow, what a great victory. I'm going to go 1-5-0. Who would have thought that? No, since that half of the podcast said 2-0, I'm gonna keep this half of the podcast as a 1-0 victory for America. Chris saying watch it be 0-0. No, we can't afford that, especially at home.
No,
we can't. I have the game covered, AJ, so you have to worry about falling asleep and covering the game. You can just fall asleep.
I'm on gift duty, even though like these past these couple of America games haven't been able to get that many gifts. So hopefully this game, I'll be able to do something.
Please. All right, I like it. But okay, look, I mean, a victory at this point, like you mentioned, Dylan, you just want them to win, right? Rack up those points, secure that top four spot, like Christian mentioned. Then we work and try to work out the kinks in the latter end of the season, which we're already there. I don't know. I mean, it's a quick turnaround because after that, the only promising thing here is that after this game, you don't really have to travel. So you're going to stay at Mexico City. You're going to be able to train there. You're going to be able to do your thing. And then you got to focus on Tigres, which in itself is going to be a big game because obviously the return of Piojo at the Azteca against America, that's going to be on the newspaper tabloids for like since the Santos game is over. Let's just put it that way, you know?
All right, before y'all move on, that's going to do it for me.
That's going to do it for you? All right, well, thank you so much, Dylan. We really enjoyed your company. I hope you had some fun here. And, keep doing your thing, brother.
Yeah. No problem. I'll join y'all in the chat in a few minutes as soon as I get back into the station.
Sounds good. Perfect. All right, man. Thank you.
All right, talk to y'all later. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Thank you, Dylan.
That beloved cowboy. What a man. What a man. Christian, you missed this last week, so I'm going to play it for you one more time.
Please play it.
Here's a little tribute to our beloved Cowboy.
Wait a minute. This isn't the red jersey. Sorry, guys. Hold on. Well, almost there. Right sport, wrong jersey. Third time's a charm, though, right? Let's try again. And there we go, finally, in my Global Medica jersey. Just wanted to say thank you so much for coming on, talking all things Global Medica, and celebrating the 105th anniversary. I'm going to start by showing one of my favorite goals. I've always talked about the 2013 and the club winning that title against Cruz Azul, but you know, I'm going to change it up a little bit. But this goal right here, when Cecilio Dominguez chipped Saldivar in that Clásico Capitalino game, it's just engraved in my mind. And, you know, just to see Cecilio, you know, stare down Saldivar and, you know, just chip him, you know, it's just perfect for me. But here we go. Cecilio! Damn, it feels good to be a gangster. And now that you've seen the goal, you know, just, again, thanks so much, guys, for being here. You know, what it means to be an Americanista is, you know, just, you know, not necessarily being able to be here with y'all, because obviously I'm at work right now, so you're having this video, but just being able to be here, talk to y'all about Club America, you know, be able to talk about the club, being able to have this platform to talk about it and to share the passion, the experiences, you know, especially going to games here in the state, just seeing the Bora and, you know, everybody just having a good time, grand old time in the times that I've been able to cover the team. Just sharing those experiences is what makes me excited to be a Americanista. And plus, they have one more than Dallas Cowboys have in a couple of years. So, but different story. But again, thank y'all so much for being on. Shout out to Ivan, you know, helping me start this podcast. Shout out to Christian, AJ, who've helped, you know, carrying along, you know, with us too. But we'll catch y'all on the flip side.
That is our beloved Cowboy and his great editing skills.
That's perfect.
And I can't wait. I can't wait till he, you know how I picture Dylan watching these America games when he's just kind of like frustrated that the ball's not going in the back of the net. I just feel like he's staring at the screen, just looking like this the whole time. If that isn't Dylan, then I don't know what is. Also, I love this take. Dylan over Ivan by AP Jr.
100%.
I love it. 100%. I think we all agree with that. All agree with that. But going back to this America Santos game, really just need to see America come out, start strong. And God, when was the last time we had an early goal, gentlemen?
I couldn't even tell you that as well, to be honest. Maybe I might have fallen asleep like most of the time for these America games until the goal happens in the second half. So it's been a while. It's been some time.
So I think this has to be the game where things change, right?
I really hope so.
The game. And then from there on, you know, you focus on Santos. Hopefully you take away those 3 points and you add them to your record. And then you have to focus on Tigres, which is no easy task by any means necessary. Christian, they might be struggling here and there, and they might have their injury woes, yet they're still a very good side. You can't take them for granted. And if it's one thing we know Piojo knows how to do, is rally up a team. And when it comes to big matches like this, he always has a way to get the team up and running. How do you combat a side like this? You know, he's basically playing against his old former team. You would think he knows what he's going up against.
Yeah. So listen, this is something that I think Solari knows how to prepare for these games. You know, I think that we have the better team than Tigres, knowing what they have and knowing that they are a very talented team with a very good coach. Solari just needs to get his boys and play his style. Don't fall into the trap. Don't fall into the media. Don't fall into the hype. Enough. It's you versus the other team. That's it. And in that game, you have to be the protagonist. You have to go out and set the tone. You have to go out and control like you've been doing all season long, like any other team, you know? People love to hype this matchup, like another Clásico, even more hyped up now because of Piojo. You know, the players can't fall into that. Solari can't fall into that, right? You just got to stay calm, cool, collected, play your game, and the result will come. Like I said, I believe that we have the better team. I believe that we are the better group. And, you know, that itself should be an advantage for us. Now it's time to take that advantage and run with it and get the result.
Definitely, definitely. I just want to address everyone in the comment section right now. I know there's a lot of questions and takes on CONCACAF Champions League final, and I will get to those in just a moment because I saw a very good, interesting question from Frank, which I will answer. And I know Kevin's been asking too. We've had a couple people ask in the chat. We'll get to that in just a second. I want to finish off with this Tigres matchup because this is literally the last match before you need to prepare for the Champions League final. So, I will get to those questions. I hope that you guys don't think I'm ignoring them. I'm not trying to be oblivious to anything. We will get to those questions in just a second. But yes, Christian, like you mentioned, you got to prepare for this game mentally because it is a possible rival that you will be seeing in the year, right? So this is the perfect way to start setting up yourself for that later down the road. AJ, like we mentioned, finishing is going to be the most key thing for any game for America. Yet against a Tigres side that has a Gignac, defensively, this is also a game where we want to see if they can put their best foot forward. I mean, you looked at what we're capable of doing against, you know, quote unquote, weaker oppositions. Mm-hmm. I think this is the game where you step it up and see how you can do it against, quote unquote, the bigger boys.
Yeah, no, just America really after their game in Santos. We're going to have to play against a team, you know, they're definitely hungry. I mean, they have been undefeated in their last four games. The last loss they really had was in the Clásico Regio against Rayados. But remember, this is a team as well that's run under Piojo. You know, he's the kind of guy that you've seen with America throughout the years. He likes playing on the attack. He sometimes wouldn't even care that he would concede goals because he essentially would respond back with goals from his side. You know, you got players like Gignac, Diente Lopez, just dangerous guys like that who are definitely always hungry for goals, especially Carlos Gonzalez. They're always looking at the back of the net. So really, it's a challenge to this America side for the defense. This is not a test for Solari where, you know, we've only conceded 7 goals. We're the second best defense in the league. But now, let's see if that name sticks true to us at this point, really. Ochoa is going to be having a big game against Tigres, especially for this defense. Whoever's going to be playing in that back four, you're going to need to give your all and do your very best to lock down players like Carlos Gonzalez, Gignac, or Diente Lopez.
Definitely. Chris saying the Solari choke Piojo like Cristante did. I don't think so. Like Solari's actually though, I've never seen him so riled up like he was against San Luis. But I feel like his anger is finally showing, like coming out. He's like, God damn it! Like I have to deal with these guys again, week in and week out. Like this is not my team. This is not what I wanted. I guess the frustration is coming out.
For the bathrooms.
Yeah, I mean, we've had this discussion before. The board is just ridiculous. But yeah, look, at the end of the day, it's got to be a game where the defense is as sharp as possible. I mean, as tight and focused as possible. The forwards have to be as sharp as possible in front of goal. We'll have to wait and see what happens. But again, promising stuff. Now, I mentioned this earlier, gentlemen, and I do want to hear your take on this. Do we rest players coming up to the Champions League final against Tigres, Christian?
No, because it's a week out, so no.
It's a week out? Okay.
Yeah, it's a week Thursday. Out, right? Five,
yeah, yeah.
6 days. 4 days. It's a week out. 4 days. It's a week out. No, you don't rest players, no.
All right. AJ, you concur?
No, you can't rest the players. You got to put the best players you possibly can. Especially as well, we're playing against back-to-back Regio teams. And these games against Regio teams, always tough matches.
Yeah, look, it's back-to-back Regios, right? And one's at home and the other one's on the road, and that one's even more bigger and important because it's a Champions League final. It's going to be interesting. Dylan says to rest Ochoa for that game.
Get the gloves ready, Tapia. Get the gloves ready.
I'll give it to Jimenez.
It's definitely interesting because, you know, you have Tigres, right? And then you have the final. Then you have a Clásico Joven on Sunday.
Halloween, ooh, by the way.
Right. And then after that, in the next week, you play Monterrey once again.
Again, yeah, not easy.
You get the week off because of the repechaje. But then it's playoff time.
Which I hate. I honestly do hate it. I feel like it's the last times we've had that, we've thrown off our rhythm.
We've been knocked down in quarterfinals back to back. That's what's happened.
So how do you? And we'll get to that later on when we podcast about you know, the Liga. But how do you combat that? Because it's two times that's happened. Like, someone's had to learn something from these past two failures, right? That's what I'm hoping at in the end. But you're right, Christian. There's a quick turnaround of events, a lot of tough matches, and we knew it was going to be squeaky bum time right around this corner because we saw the list of rivals and we're like potentially a Champions League final as well. Like, yeah, it's going to be tough. But you know what? We're America. We have no excuse because we're the biggest club in the region. I was going to say the world, but I don't want people getting mad. And frankly, being the club that we are, we're not given the luxury of as anyone else to be like, oh, we're tired because we had so many games back to back. Like, nah, we're America. We should be having more games back to back.
That's just who we are. I don't know about all that.
Sold down. Sold down.
And then, yeah. All right, I'm going to say biggest club in the world. All right, America. You guys heard it here first. All right, Chris saying biggest guest in the world. Dylan saying it is. Just say it. And I'm saying it as well. Welcome to Club America. We are the biggest team in the world. And yeah, that's kind of it. You know, we have a tough turnaround of events. And with that said, and look, these games are always difficult to predict because we don't know what happens against Santos, right? And we don't know what Tigres might endure with what's his name? The trainer.
Jibber,
yeah, we don't know what Jibber might do within these next couple of days.
I'm going to say now, how is this man a certified fitness trainer for a club? I would not put that man anywhere near a player. I don't understand what exercise he gives. Yeah, it's even for the rival team, because I'm just wondering, what is he doing to your players? I don't understand that.
Hey, look, AJ, it's not our issue anymore. And you know what? Frankly, I could care less what's going on over there.
I'm bored because this man, wasn't he on the national team with Piojo at one point, being their fitness trainer during the World Cup?
Well, now he's nowhere near it, all right? So, Chris saying, sorry, we don't have banks investing in us and making the country in the country in debt. Whilst Dylan saying, Ivan over here wants an oil company to buy us. I still stand by that. I think America needs oil money, and it needs oil money now. Or if, you know, if anyone's got a good amount of Bitcoin that just kind of wants to come in, buy the club, we'll hear some offers. We'll hear some offers, you know. And everyone keeps saying, can the new Newcastle ownership buy our team as well?
It's money. We'll take it at this point.
Hey, if they spend more with
New America, it has a nice ring to it. New America United.
New America FC.
No, I'm not gonna. If someone is gonna come and buy us, they have to come in with the intentions of not changing the name.
Oh yeah, of course.
Red Bull Necaxa. I remember that rumor. It was gonna happen.
We got Jerry Sanchez saying we need AJ to train America with some of his aerobic workouts, which I agree. I think they may be
fine. Here, take a couple of years. Give me a couple of years. I'll be in Mexico being a fitness trainer for some team.
There you go. Money talks. Yes, Frank. Money definitely does talk. But all right, gentlemen, just kind of give me your prediction for the game against Tigres. What are you guys going with, at least score-wise?
I think it's going to be a very, very good match. Dare I say it?
Just say it.
3-1 Club America.
Wow. Okay. Oh. Wow. That is adventurous to the... Wow. Okay. Woo. Dylan's going 2-2 on this one. Interesting. 2-2 from Dylan. All right, AJ, where are you standing?
Back-to-back 2-0.
Back-to-back 2-0. Oh, I like that one. I like that one. Chris going with a 3-0. That's just even more adventurous. So, all right. You know what? I'm going 2-1. 2-1 America. We take the dub and we focus on the Champions League final. That's all I got to say. You know? Frank saying, I like it. He's like, I need them confident going into Saturday. I need them confident walking out of Saturday, confident going into Thursday.
The Thursday, yeah.
Yeah. That's what matters to me the most right now.
So now, here comes the question. Would you trade a loss to Piojo in order for us to live?
Yes. Hands down, yes. Where do I sign right now?
Chad, please respond. Would you trade
an embarrassing L. I will take a 3-0 loss at the Azteca to Piojo if it meant that we lift that freaking Champions League trophy.
Cap or no cap?
Put it that way. No cap.
Chris says yes. Chris says he's on board with you.
Of course.
Okay. Yes.
Frank, yes. Yeah. He's like, I don't hate Piojo, so yes. So I like it though. It's a very good question. Okay. I like it, Christian. But it's not to say that America doesn't have the capability to
Pull off a very good victory. And we're gonna win on Thursday.
And fucking win on. Oh my god, that's two swearing in a row for me. I don't know what's going on. It's been a long day, gentlemen. It's been a long day. I apologize to anyone listening to this and been like, what is going on with Ivan? Look, it's I'm just Monday. Excited. I'm pumped. It's Monday. And yeah, look, you know, Kevin brought a very good question up. He's saying all our games for the rest of the season are at home except the Champions League final. How are we looking in regards to that aspect? I think that's favorable.
It's a big positive, in the sense. Huge positive. Yeah?
I think so as well. I think
especially knowing that you could potentially lock up home for the rest of the league as well. This, you know, in these next couple of weeks is also something to motivate you, especially after the CCL final, and even after we win these next two games, if we secure top four, that motivation is getting number one, and knowing that you'll have home advantage throughout everything, that should just give you the extra motivation as well.
No, yeah, exactly. 100% can agree. Go, AJ.
As well, we're undefeated, if I'm not mistaken, throughout this entire season. So keep that streak going throughout the rest of the season.
Right,
we're undefeated.
Correct. Yeah. So. No, yeah, 100%. Now, I wanna bring this comment up because I wanna ask you, gentlemen, as well. How are we feeling? A little bit. It's almost a week, give or take a couple of days, right? A week and a couple of days. Frank says, "I'm so nervous for CONCACAF Champions League final next week." Gentlemen, is that has crossed your mind? Are you not worried about it until we cross that bridge? Is there too much at stake right now against Santos and Tigres to even think about the CONCACAF Champions League? Where do you guys stand in regards to the final for next week? Because it is a week away.
Yeah. I'm just nervous because America and Monterrey has never been easy for us. I don't think we've ever won, if I'm not mistaken there. Can someone please correct me?
No, we haven't.
So that's the main reason why I am a little nervous. And I know people say, oh, that was years before, but like it's been about what, 4 years now that we haven't won in Monterrey. So you know that part's always gonna be there, gonna be stuck with me. In terms of, you know, football and players and you know, teams and how we're both doing, I'm fairly confident. The Monterrey was playing well up until the break. The break happened. The game before the break, they lost bad to Juarez. And then just now after the break, they lost to León at home as well, too. So, and, you know, so that strikes me right now with Monterrey right now is not in their best spot. That doesn't say that they can't win these next two games and just be on a complete tear, right? And then become so informed for the final, right? Because, of course, that would happen against us. But I think right now, in this very moment, I am confident that we will win next Thursday. But it's just that little lingering thought that, you know, it's in Monterrey that, you know, just kind of, you know, just takes me back a couple of steps, you know?
Of course. AJ, where do you stand on all this?
And honestly, it has not crossed my mind. So I realized this very month, I'm like, oh, shoot, we're in a CONCACAF Champions League final. I'm excited, also as well as pretty nervous, because remember, this is Solari's first final now. he has a chance at getting his very first silverware. And imagine Club America. But even though the last time I remember we played a final against Monterrey, yeah, we got robbed of that completely, 100%. We've been robbed of that. Even referees even admitted that I missed calls in that match, which definitely should have been going America's way. But besides that, really important match. So I and the boys are just going to have to give it their all, especially away. We're going to be playing away. So the atmosphere over there, it's going to be a whole sea of blue and white jerseys as well with a sea of yellow. So honestly, I'm looking forward to this match, though. I'm pretty excited. Want to see Solari run down that pitch and celebrating lifting that CONCACAF Champions League trophy.
And not to say that we haven't lifted a CONCACAF trophy in away territory, you know?
Yeah, but still, you know, as well, we also then book our ticket to the Club World Cup as well. It's something Solari has not done since he last coached Real Madrid. So
interesting. All right. I just kind of want to get you guys' perspective on it because it is a week away, right? We're going to have our podcast dedicated to the final. We'll get you guys covered on all of that. First, we got to get through Santos and Tigres. Then afterwards, we can worry and talk about Monterrey all you guys want. Frank, with a very good, interesting question. I liked it here. Ivan, you said you were a club over country fan. Does it feel better to win the league or CONCACAF Champions League over Mexico winning the Gold Cup or Nations League against the United States? Yeah, 100%. 10 times out of 10. I'll take that all day long. Have my Aguilas win something over Mexico winning the Gold Cup or Nations League? Hands down.
Yeah, give me that. I mean, he kind of used two, you know, bad trophies because, I mean, you know, US and Mexico is always like the given final. If he would have said World Cup, you know, that could have struck a little thought for me. But, you know, with Gold Cup and Nations League, it's, of course, America, hands down.
Yeah. We'd have a whole holiday if Mexico won the World Cup. It would be a holiday in Mexico.
If America was playing, like, European Champions League, I would take that over Mexico World Cup. I would.
He really is club over country.
Hands down.
Really is club over country.
All right. I love my country. I do. I'm from there. I rep it.
You are from there. You are the only one here that's from there.
Yeah. Only one.
But if I love my club just that much more. Because if you know what?
There, then
it falls back to the aspect of being an Americanista. It's not just being a fan. It's a lifestyle, you know? You carry yourself as an Americanista wherever you go, and it really does kind of shape and mold you to be the person who you are to this day because of the club, the high standards, and not anyone could be an Americanista. Let's be honest, you know, not a lot of people can take and dish what we receive on the regular. So for me, I think that there's nothing more beautiful in this world than to be an Americanista and to see your club lift the trophy. And if it's something as prestigious as a Champions League trophy, then why not? You know, for me. But hey, I can only speak for myself at that point. Frank said, all right, what about America versus Mexico World Cup final? Who do you got? I'm sorry, Frank. You already know the answer. It's mis Águilas. Or depends on which team Ochoa's playing for. Maybe that will swing my direction. But yeah, look, overall, I can definitely see a good matchup against Monterrey, and let's hope that it's gonna be all worth for it. You know, again, can't think about that just yet though. Even if you're the players, I don't think you can focus on the final just yet. You got two big tasks at home. One Santos and one Tigres. Once that's in, then you can roll your sleeves up and then you can start focusing on Monterrey. But for now, just you can only do what's in front of you.
Take it game by game.
All right, gentlemen. Anything to add on before we wrap it up here?
This week's going to be very interesting. I think we're going to see, you know, the true America come out this week in preparation for next Thursday. Ah, man. I just can't wait for next week's podcast. I think that's when we're all going to start feeling the tension and the nerves.
The tension, the jitters, the nerves. It's all happening next week. So you guys don't want to miss it.
I remember last year. You know when we were in the final. Well, no, 2 years ago. I'm sorry. We were in the final against Monterrey, and then Fox Deportes was showing the overhead of the America bus coming into the stadium with all the fans around. I don't know if you guys know that video. It was like 2 hours before the game, but you saw it was like pitch black dark. But all you saw was, you know, was flares and America flags just all around the America bus, and just the chanting, and you know that's something that needs to be present for America fans on Thursday night. So next week we'll get more into it, but you know, I think you know we're gonna see the true America this week.
Definitely. You guys don't want to miss next week's episode, all right? We're going to be talking nothing but CONCACAF Champions League final, all right? It's going to get good. You don't want to miss it. Join us. Tune in. It's going to be a good one next week. Don't miss it, all right? Kevin's saying, have we talked about Solari running down the touchline like Pep at the bridge? We haven't, although that's a very good correlation there. I like what, you know. I like what you did there. So we haven't talked about that. Maybe we'll talk about that next week as we talk tactics, as we're hopefully going to see a Solari mastermind against Monterrey, which, by the way, whenever we did have to play there against Monterrey in Monterrey, I think Solari played a very smart game, Christian. And maybe it's a game we should go back and rewatch as to see us to maybe how we potentially could prepare ourselves for this final. But yeah, again, do not miss it. Come back next week. We want to see the chat active. We're going to get as much comments as we can on the show. So please come on by, stop by, give us your questions, your comments, your concerns, anything you want to be discussed on next week's podcast in regards to the final. Come on by, write it down. We'll be more than happy to start talking Champions League final with you guys. Gentlemen, again, I open up the room for you guys to say any last words before we wrap it up here.
Marlon Ness out 5-6 weeks with a tear on rectus femoris on his left quad. So Solari, sign a free Chicho Lopez, please give him some minutes now. God, he's no. Gotta get some minutes God, somehow.
No. If anything, this is time for Benedetti to shine.
Yeah, okay, let him not miss a one-on-one. That's why I don't want to see a missed one-on-one.
He was offside, though. You know,
he was not offside. I hope you know that, dude. He was like, he was good. VAR would have called that back, and it was good. All right, look, whatever. Neither here nor there. Chucho Lopez is not going to get any minutes. Benedetti's probably only going to get a little bit. Let's just be honest, all right? That is the case. But look, that's it. We'll have it like that. Again, I want to remind you guys two things before we wrap it up. I do want to say two things. One, obviously, is that today's episode is brought to you guys by Foot Cult. If you guys haven't done so already, make sure you guys go check out footcult.com. Use discount code EEP at checkout to get 10% off. Again, discount code EEP at checkout to get 10% off all Foot Cult products. Again, thank you to Foot Cult for sponsoring today's episode. One last thing, and this is kind of just for me on a personal note. I feel like I have to do this because I don't know. It's just I've been in a bad omen kind of vibe because of it. So I am making and I am announcing a public apology to a certain player that I have been backlashing for about a year now. And so I do want to apologize to Miss Renata Mascherelli for those goals that she's conceded, those long rangers, AJ. In the past 3 weeks, I have conceded probably three just like that. And I am going to play a final myself on Wednesday. And so I thought to myself, I have to do this. It's a public apology. Renata, I'm sorry. I am no one to talk about that anymore. I'm no one to criticize. I've been conceding those left, right, and center. So again, Renata Mascherelli, is a public apology towards you. And I will definitely make sure to hold back a little bit of my criticism. Once I can start making those saves, then I can start, you know, dishing out that stuff. But until then, I can see where the struggle is, okay? Chris saying, where's the Cordoba apology? It's not coming anytime soon. I'll tell you that much. But if he wins us the CONCACAF Champions League final, the apology guys will have.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, trust me. If he does, you guys don't even know what I have planned. But, yeah, no. Again, Just want to get that off my chest because I feel like when I conceded last week in the semifinal, I was like, maybe it's because of all the things I said about Renata. So I was like, I can't do that. But you know, AP Junior saying good luck on your final. Thank you so much. Let's hope that I'm able to lift the trophy, and so is America this season. All right. So with that said, gentlemen, pretty much wraps it up. We'll be back again next week talking all things Soccer CAF Champions League. We'll be recapping a little bit of what happened this week as well. We're gonna see how we lined up these whole things, but you guys don't want to miss it. I have the game covered for you guys on Tuesday tomorrow against Santos Laguna. I believe Christian has the game against Tigres, and then we have the big one, and we'll see what happens there on. Again, you guys have a wonderful time. Stay safe out there. Glad all of you guys could join us. Again, thank you so much for all of you guys' support and love. We'll be back again next week to talk all things Aguilas del America. Until then, stay safe. Please wear your mask. And as always, Arriba en America. Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, this was another production of the Eagle Eye Podcast, the number one source for all things Club America in English. Make sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Eagle Eye Podcast and get all the latest news and coverage. And subscribe to our podcast wherever it is you may listen.